Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Ponch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Walking the Extra Mile.
From Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "To those who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is there in that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For God is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Heavenly Father is merciful." I have never been good at examining my conscience. I realize now that is a weakness in me that makes it hard for God to take control of my life. What I do know is that I am quick to defend myself. I say, "It is not me who does wrong. I just want to live in peace." So I think. And so the teaching of Jesus often gets unnoticed because I do not look at my conscience. If someone asks for your cloak, Jesus says, give them your tunic. If they ask you to walk 1 mile, walk two. What Jesus asks is our generosity. In defending myself, that is what I fail to give. When I was young, I was bullied, and so I felt sorry for myself. I wasn't interested in generosity. I thought peace was enough. But if I examine my conscience, I have to answer another question. Who needs my love and help? And that is what God asks us to do. To think before we act. Every one of us can feel we are suffering unduly. But when I compare my life to others, I have to acknowledge many other people are suffering undeservedly. Those people who suffer domestic violence, those who live in dire poverty, and the little they have is taken away from them. My suffering is paltry compared to them. I was recently with Sister Joan watching her sister die of cancer. We saw people who really impressed me by their merciful, generous lives. Hospice nurses. They are dealing with the dying every day, and they do it with great love. They help the dying with gentle love, thinking ahead of their needs, not even asking for thanks. I could see this gentle love even in their families and friends, in nurses and doctors, all of them overburdened. This is the generous love that I have to imitate. I watched a nurse dealing with a cranky patient, just calling her sweetie. I asked her how long she had worked that day. She replied, 11 hours. This is the extra mile that Jesus asks of us. We all need to examine our consciences more and acknowledge that we live with saints. Well, thank you for listening. God bless.